Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
Time for the sweet and spicy truth game. And today, I guess, is the Good Friday edition, but it's probably going to get a little bad here.
See how good it is.
We'll see. The large one is here with us.
Everybody feeling all right after opening day? Ashley, I'm looking at you.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. All right. Grover, you're going to go first today answering the question, what was the last dream that made you wake up and say, what the hell?
It was last night, and it's a recurring dream I have at least once a month, and it's a radio dead air dream.
I hate those.
Ashley never has them, and I have a theory of why Ashley won't have them.
Wait, I've had one.
The dead air dream is I am in a radio studio. Sometimes my brain imagines equipment that's never been invented, so I don't know how to operate it. There's a contest that's supposed to start. No one's told me how to execute it. The song's ending. I don't know what I'm supposed to say next, or I can't get the next song ready. Once a month, I have one. It wakes me up, and it pisses me off.
Oh, it sounds like some kind of stress.
Now, here's why young people in radio don't have the dream. My theory is when we got started in radio in the old days, you had to start every single event that happened the entire 5 hours you're on the air.
It was not automated.
It was not automated. Now, everything is computerized. It's not going to stop.
No.
It'll just and then we have going. A redundancy. There's a computer to take over for the main computer if the main computer dies.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense. My fear really is just like, I don't show up for the shift and I sleep through it.
No, that's not dead air. Right. Because we'll carry on without
you. But I've had dead air. As you should.
So anyway, that's it. And God, I hate those dreams. And I know I'm going to have one at least once a month.
And it's like Grover said, if something ends in 3 minutes and you're not in there, it's nothing is going on the air.
But the world will still go on, you guys. You realize that, right? Yeah, this is radio, not brain surgery.
The show must go on mentality.
I mean,
30 seconds of dead air is like 3 minutes.
I understand.
Just awful.
Yeah,
but I don't want to talk about
it
anymore.
It was just a dream.
I get nervous over here. Go ahead.
Statman, right, what's the weirdest food you've ever eaten?
All right. Since you got me thinking about dreams, it was in a dream last night because I've eaten all sorts of stuff in real life. But in this dream, Grover, you were in it, and so is Brantley Gilbert. So we're this like 1940s mansion. Everything was like Art Deco, and you had to leave, and you're like, "There's all these big record execs at the table. I need you to take my place." And I was like, "I got you, buddy." And then you're out of my dream at that point. So I sit at this table where it's like. What is that, Murdoch, that billionaire, is at the head of it, and he sets out a ham, and he starts cutting it up, and then he ashes his cigarette on top of the ham and serves it out. And I'm like, okay, and I taste it, and that's where Brantley Gilbert comes in. There was a pool next to us in the dining room table, I don't know why, and he's in the sun, and I'm like, hey, man, you want to eat this ham? And Brantley's like, hell no, man, I'm vegetarian. I was like, really?
Which is absolutely not true.
Not true at all. And then I'm like, hey, man, where'd your tattoos go? By the way, he had no tattoos.
Oh.
And then he goes, that's why I'm sitting in the sun over here. My tattoos come out in the sun. I always perform outside. It was the weirdest dream.
You talking about Murdoch, the lawyer that killed his wife
Family.
And son?
Yes, that
okay.
guy.
Wow.
Did you recently watch
Rupert
that?
Murdoch.
It was a while ago. It was so weird. But then I ended up eating the ham with cigarette ashes on it. And I was like, okay, I'll do it for you, Grover. And then I woke up.
Well, don't do drugs, kids.
Please. Yeah.
All right.
Stepman,
who you got?
All right. Ashley.
Yeah?
What was the dumbest reason you ever broke up with a guy?
Gosh. I could easily give you a dumb reason I quit a job. Like, dumping a job over a guy. Okay. So, I wanted to go see, now this isn't dumb, this is justified. I wanted to go see Jumanji, the second one, the one with Kevin Hart that came out.
The remake.
Like 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like, I want to go see Jumanji, and I never want to go to the movies ever. So when I say I want to go see a movie, we better go, right? And you like to snap it in there? Like, okay, anyway, the dude I'm dating, he doesn't want to go see it. And I'm like, I just went to the Red River Gorge with you in the middle of January and hiked around on ice in the woods. And I just got my wisdom teeth removed 3 weeks before that. Did this for you and you don't want to go take me to see this movie? And he didn't want to go. So I said, I'm out. And I left.
You dumped him right there.
Over Jumanji.
I mean, you broke up with him?
Broke up with him. But that was the final straw. There was a bunch of other stuff like leading up to that.
Yeah. Clearly, what you want to do is more important than anything I want to do, is what it sounds like, the theme.
I couldn't believe I was just like literally like hanging on the sides of cliffs and you can't take me to a freaking movie down the street.
He wants to live it.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm out of here.
All right.
So I don't know if that's dumb.
No, it's not dumb. Listen, I've been married so long to Holly that I find it funny that she even asks my opinion of where we want to eat on date night, where I want to go. And I'm like, honey, you're just going to pick what you want anyway, which is fine. Which
good answer,
I'm fine
Grover.
With that.
Yeah, good answer, like, Grover.
But don't even ask me what I want, you know.
Well, maybe she's trying to seem thoughtful.
Well, how about we try that next time?
That's what that guy was saying.
Because I've been thinking about this all week.
Yeah. I've been waiting for next time for like 3 years myself, man. Yeah. I get it.
All right, Dave, what's the one thing that's given you the ick since you were a kid?
And it will always continue to, when a couple is walking and they have their hands in each other's back pockets.
Ugh. I don't know how people walk like that.
I haven't seen that since high school.
I've seen it. You go to Taste
grown
of Cincinnati.
Ass adults?
Yes. Go to Taste of Cincinnati or Oktoberfest and you will see
love.
It. No.
That's an insecurity thing is what I think.
I think it is. And it's ever since, even when it was popular, it gave me the, what is
why?
That?
Why are you walking
why
like
do
that?
You have to do that?
It's like the girls, I remember, you know, their boyfriend drove the, this is the 80s, the pickup trucks where they're all bench seats, you know, mm-hmm. and she was just like attached to his right thigh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's okay when you're 16 and doing that, but when you're an adult, it's like,
give me
right.
some space.
You get away. What do you need? What? What do you want?
We're just like, attention.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. So here we are, the Friday after opening day. It was a great day. Of course, the Reds winning makes it even better, 8-2 over the Nationals. So my day is what we talked about yesterday. I went down as soon as I left here and got into the Split the Pot booth at the Reds for the Reds Community Fund. And oh my gosh, I mean, it already had $70,000 in it going into the game because we had Charlie Frank, the head of the Reds Community Fund, on yesterday with us to talk about that. Ashley, you bought some online yesterday.
I think a lot of people bought some online.
Yeah.
Everyone. Right?
Yeah.
Well, what did it get up to?
It got up to, I think, when we closed it, because this one ended at the last out of the game, $180,000.
I had texted at another point because I was, of course, you know, talking to other people about it at the table. And I'm like, you got to get into this. And it was at 134 at that time.
Yeah. So
it's even higher.
I'm not kidding when I say I barely had time to catch my breath from 2 o'clock till whenever the game ended. I lost track of time because we were so busy. People come up. What was fun is they had the De La Cruz special you could buy.
That's and what I did.
That was the most popular one. And yesterday when you bought that or more, you got a free Reds can koozie.
Wait a
minute. People were going nuts.
Why didn't I get a koozie?
Well, you weren't at
and
the
I
game
wasn't.
Doing it.
I wasn't
so
there.
So you bought $20 got you 44
tickets
for Ellie's number there. And my gosh, people are just buying those things.
They draw the winner at the end of the series is, is what I learned.
Opening day, usually. They buy it at you. They drew last night. So
but
the winner
right,
is up
though.
There.
Usually
so I didn't win?
They do a series.
Yeah.
It looks like
so I
didn't.
Would know right now if I won.
If you go over there right now and look, you should, you know, Reds 5050, 5050.com.
Wait, but they already drew a winner.
Yeah. They drew it last night after the game. Well, it doesn't mean you would have been contacted. No, they're not going to contact you. It's up to you to go see if your number matches,
well,
and then you contact them.
And see, you might have $180,000.
That would be nuts.
Yeah, well, it'll be 90 for 90, you, but still.
Where do I see? Right.
Well, you got to start looking, girl.
I'm on Reds5050.com.
What do you think? They're going to go, oh, look, they have no idea
who
you are.
You're right. I forgot. You know what? I played another Queen of Hearts last night, and I wrote my number on a ticket. I'm playing too many things here.
Yeah, you got too many baseballs in the air, girl.
Hilarious.
All right, so check and see. I mean, because if all of a sudden you don't hear Ashley on the rest of the show, she was.
Yeah, I'm got me and my $90,000. Holy cow.
But I just want to say hey to everybody, all the B105 listeners that came by. It was so fun. I tell you, the best part for me is when a parent comes up and they got their kids with them and I start talking to them and they'll say to their kids, do you recognize that voice? And they're like, they'll look up and they'll say, that's who we listen to every morning on the way to school. And then the kids' faces just, they're like, what?
No way.
What?
And that that's makes the my big day. Dave.
That yeah. will never stop making my day when that happens.
It's funny to me because it happens with me for grown men. I was talking to this guy about the Skyline Burger that I tried yesterday. And he's like, I heard, you know, they were talking about that on the radio. And I'm like, that was me. And his whole demeanor changed right in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
You. By I'm like, way, yeah, hey, I'm Ashley.
How was the Skyline Burger?
Oh.
This was where?
10 out of 10 at Front Street Cafe in New Richmond. I'll be honest with you. I got a half and split it.
Yeah.
I ordered another one. Half was not enough. Yes. See,
what's all on that thing, by the way? Because there's more than just Skyline chili and a burger.
It's cream cheese, jalapeno, cheddar cheese, onion.
Yum.
And Fritos.
Oh,
and the chili language. And the burger.
You know what? Forget win and split the pot. You won the food lottery yesterday.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we've got Nevaeh. She is a junior at Boone County High School. Good morning, Nevaeh.
Good morning.
Are you ready to lay a good old dad joke of the day on us?
I am.
Let's have it.
What do you call a seagull that flies over the bay?
I don't know. What do you call a seagull that flies over the bay?
A bagel.
That's funny.
Stop it. Hey, is it Bagel Friday here, by the way?
You have to be
thinking about food, Nevaeh. We need bagels now. Thanks a lot. What are you doing? You have a great day there at Boone County High School, and thanks for listening, okay, girl?
You too.
The Big Dave Podcast.
For the Big Dave Show, happy Good Friday to you. 7:10. Yesterday on the show, we were getting up to date on Ashley's budget. If you haven't heard, she has been charged with only spending $52 a week eating out. You know, spending on food, dining out with friends or by herself, drive-thrus, anything. And this is her second week into it. Now, $52 last week. You went into the weekend pretty good.
I did, $38.50,
and then you blew it.
Mostly at Full Throttle, I bought a pitcher of beer, chicken tenders, and that put me like a dollar over.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had Sunday, and I went out with Sue Day, and I was like, oh, I'm already a dollar over. I'll buy some lunch.
So once you were a dollar over, you're like, I'm just going to throw more fuel on this fire. But it was the pitcher of beer that took you over. And yesterday when we were talking about that, all of a sudden, our B105 app just exploded with people saying, hang on a second.
Dude, yeah.
They said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Mary Lucas, Rusty, Andrea, they all said, if Ashley's budget doesn't have alcohol as part of it, then she didn't go $30 over because that pitcher of beer was $30 last weekend.
How did
maybe
we not,
it was the pitcher of beer that kind of skewed your thinking.
I came in here and I was like, I bought a pitcher of beer. I bought chicken tendies. I bought lunch on Sunday. And none of us caught
the beer.
We even talked about the beer because you're like, why the hell is a pitcher $25 and you tip $5? And I'm like, I don't know. I was like a, you know,
yeah,
an amusement park rate or whatever you'd said.
Yeah.
We had a whole conversation about it and none of us were like, actually, that doesn't count. So I just want to say thank you to Mary, Rusty, Andrea. I had another girl, Kelly, I believe, wrote me in on Facebook.
Oh, and
you didn't go over last week. So last week we had said I went over $30. That pitcher of beer was $30. I was right at budget.
All right. For week one. All right, operator, I think us, like some of the other people on social media, were ready to just pounce on you about
the people on social media. They're so upset that I get free food here at work, but they don't understand We all get free food here at work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's.
People are dropping off stuff all the time. We had crock pot
not
Tuesday.
Like just for me.
Yeah,
you know, there are partners.
Well, the Swenson delivery you got the other day is just
okay.
for you.
There yeah, Dustin did drop that off specifically
but still,
for me.
Everybody gets free pizza at work sometimes. Everybody gets free stuff.
And so am I supposed to be like, no, I don't want that.
You never turn down free food, right?
Yeah. I mean, the saying is if it's free, it's for me times three.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so that we've. Alcohol doesn't count, so you're going into this weekend with what left in your budget?
I did buy that Skyline Dip burger yesterday at Front Street Cafe. That was $16.
And that was the first thing you bought all week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let me correct you on that, because you did buy one and split it with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, I'm only getting half of this. And then you ate it and were like, no, I want a whole one. So you bought another one to split with somebody. So you basically bought two.
I bought a whole one.
Did the other person pay for one?
Yes.
For okay,
halves.
Okay, all right.
Not two halves.
Because I did start with a half. You are correct about that. You can see the picture over on our B105 Facebook page. But after I tried it and ate half of it, I was like, oh, I need another half.
So you're the person, when we get donuts here, that takes a knife and cuts it in half, but then goes back and gets the other half
it
later.
It literally happened here once. Coffee Bob, you know him?
Yeah.
I split a donut with him. And then later on, he was talking to Heather at the front desk. This is years ago. And was like, hey, do you want to split a donut, something like that? Heather at the front desk goes, I split a donut with Ashley. Coffee Bob goes, I split a donut with Ashley. Well, you know what? You got to even it out, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
Anyway.
And that is a great way of staying on budget, though. My wife and I, when
splitting
we were
food.
Yeah trying to save money, we would go and just get one thing and split it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of portions are huge.
True, but I mean, I doubled the portion by getting the whole thing. Anyway,
yes, you undid.
It was $16. 52 minus 16 is 36. So I have $36, but I am going to sushi with Jess today. Mm-hmm. But it's half price.
Yeah,
it's half price sushi.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but sushi
Easter
can be a little pricey, though.
That's true. But I do have Easter coming up.
Yeah, so there's
two Easters,
ham and
child of divorce. Yeah, what do you know about two?
You got
Easter?
Two Easter dinners. All right. So you think you're going to make it?
$36.
You got to be able to. But, alcohol's not involved.
Yeah, I'm just going to start drinking my dinner.
What if she doesn't make it? What if she does not? What if she goes over again this week? There's got to be a penalty. You have to.
You can't say again because last week
okay,
I was right on.
What if you go over for the first time?
Okay, what's the penalty?
I don't know. We got to think of something here.
Will the Easter Bunny even show up at your house if you go over?
Maybe not.
Take the Easter Bunny from me. I need that chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, be good.
Yeah.
Or be good at it.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
Well, comment in.
749 B105. I mean,
I think we put it on people.
It's time to start doing yard work outside.
Oh, stop. You know, I hate cutting the grass.
Oh, man, I just cut mine yesterday. Otherwise, I'd be like, hey, why don't you come cut my grass?
Yeah.
I do not cut the grass. Oh. I mean, I have. One time when I was first learning how to use a riding mower, I showed up to my lesson actually eating sushi.
Wow.
I
haven't cut my grass yet, but I honestly don't want you to cut my grass because I know you would do
it. I don't know if I should feel offended or thankful.
I know you would do a terrible job and I'd have to redo it again.
Oh my God.
Wow.
749-B105.
We need to think up something.
If she goes over this weekend, what should Ashley have to do? It doesn't have to be for me or Stat. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
PG answers only.
Yes, thank you. And nothing involving a bikini. Stop it, you. All right.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Ashley has $36 of her $52 budget for dining out going into the weekend. We're trying to think of a punishment if she goes over. Nicole from Louisville, you're the first person here with a possible penalty. What do you got?
She should go mow Jesse's grass because he's on vacation. We can't tell him, and he's really obsessive about his grass.
Oh, oh dude. You think Big Dave.
Oh, he might kill me.
Yeah. He has that lawn striper in the back, that roller. You'd probably smash a toe or something.
Oh, boy. I don't even want to. I don't want to do that.
Dude, he'd be yelling through the Ring camera for you to get off his lawn.
Well, thank you, Nicole. Appreciate it.
Yep, have a good day.
You too. All right, Brian, what's the penalty?
I think she should have to buy you guys breakfast or lunch.
But then that hurts her budget even more.
Yeah, it doesn't need something she spends money on.
Well, that'll teach her to save extra money because if she goes over, then it's going to cost her more.
You know what? It wouldn't really be a problem to buy them breakfast. Stat eats like nuts, and Big Dave doesn't eat.
I just graze on like little squirrel food.
It would be pretty cheap, actually.
Yeah. Here's one for you from Aaron. Why don't you do 1 hour of some type of community service or volunteer work for every dollar you go over, but you have to have a certain amount of time to complete those hours?
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm very involved in the community as is, so I wouldn't mind doing that, you know? Yeah,
Jim, same idea. Ashley should donate the exact amount she went over to her favorite charity. Huh. But okay, this is kind of like spending more money after spending money. I don't feel like it's going to help the big picture.
Yeah. Oh, I like what Melissa says. Instead of giving her a consequence, give her a reward for meeting her goal. Every week she meets her goal, she gets an additional $5 to her budget. So if she gets it for 3 consecutive weeks, she'll have 15 to add to her budget. But if she goes over, then she goes back to her original starting budget.
Oh.
Now, Keisha's got a great idea that has inspired me to give my idea. It says, if Ashley goes over, then she should have to put that much into her savings account. But she goes on to say alcohol should definitely be involved.
Ooh.
Beer is pork chops in cans.
It is.
But that makes me think maybe if you go over, we should take that out of your alcohol budget.
I don't have an alcohol
the
budget.
Next week.
Yeah.
Just spend it.
The alcohol budget is kind of about the same as the United States defense budget.
Oh, boy.
It's big. You know,
we can't. So, did we come up with anything here?
Yeah, we got some works here. We got a little
work. Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
You're right.
Hopping into Who Was Right Last Night courtroom this morning, we got Dan. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. So you're having an argument with your wife, Liz, over toothpaste. And bring it to us right now.
I brought home some of that Crest charcoal toothpaste. I don't know if you've seen this. It's got...
Yes.
It's kind of like black and white stripes on the inside.
I absolutely did. I accidentally bought that one time, not realizing what it was.
It was a charcoal kind? But like whiter teeth or whatever?
Yeah, it's supposed to make... Yeah, but when you squeeze it out, like you said, it's got black in it.
Right, and that's what I did. I bought it by accident myself. And she wanted me to return it. I said, no, it's toothpaste. Who cares?
Return it.
Well, it was unopened, in all fairness. But I said, no, we need toothpaste. It's fine. And she refuses to use it because there's black toothpaste in there. Like black and white. She did the color freaks her out. And I was like, well, you use blue toothpaste or whatever.
Green.
I'm used to that.
Yeah, most toothpaste is, it's green. And
like minty?
Yeah, you're not worried about
it. That's normal, though. Black, not so much.
I told her it's not going to turn her teeth black.
No, like you said, the green toothpaste, it doesn't. I mean, green teeth is like, oh, that's a sign that you haven't been brushing. And they don't do that. They clean them.
Same for black teeth.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, exactly. So this has turned into a whole thing. And then it made me, you know, kind of bring up stuff that she does all the time now that I think about it. Like, well, God, it was just St. Patrick's Day, so green beer. We were at the Skyline Chili, you know, with the noodles that they do at St. Patrick's, and she would refuse. She loves it, too, but she refused to have the green noodles.
So she, on St. Patty's Day, she wouldn't eat the... So she's got a real thing about stuff being different.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember back in the day? This is way back. Like, what is it? Heinz ketchup, I think. They went, like, purple in different colors.
Oh, my God,
forever ago. Like, I was a kid.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was weird, because your ketchup should be red.
But as long as you don't look at it, it tastes like ketchup.
Right.
Dan, in your mind, just first answer that comes out of your mouth, what color should toothpaste be?
Green.
Really? I think white.
I do too. I think white. But also the mint makes
me... It's green, yeah.
And that's the thing. Does it really need to be green?
Why can't she go buy her own toothpaste? I guess because you were in charge of the grocery shop in that day, so you kind of failed.
Oh, yeah, I totally failed in her eyes.
Well, and now, yeah, obviously, you take back the toothpaste. I mean, it'll be gone in a month anyway.
I mean, I'm already started using it.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be
through. What the heck has she been using? Nothing?
she's got her own.
She went and bought her own. All right, so you're saying the black toothpaste is no different than the whatever, the white, the green, the blue, whatever, and she thinks it is.
She tries it totally different. Totally different.
Wow.
Okay, this is very strange. I mean, she's obviously got an ick factor on anything that's like, oh, what? Remember when they had Pepsi Clear?
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Yeah, we're taking it back now.
Yeah. But that, I got to admit, that was weird to drink something that looked like water and it tasted like Pepsi, you know?
Like your mind is like, what is happening?
Yeah, what is going on here? But I don't really give that much thought to toothpaste until now. And now I have, thanks to you. All right, so do you have a closing argument before we go to the jury?
It's just toothpaste. I mean, get over it. Just sometimes your mind might tell you something doesn't look right because it's not the right color. I mean, doesn't mean that's correct.
Okay, let's go to the jury. Statman, where are you at?
I don't think dentists care what color the toothpaste is. It's just, it's toothpaste. I'm just happy to hear you brushing it. brushing them. Dude, I see no problem with black toothpaste. I actually had that for a little while myself and didn't think twice about it. So get over it.
So you had it too, like I did.
Yeah, it was on sale. Why not buy it? It's cheaper.
Maybe that's why it was on sale. Because
nobody wants it.
Ashley.
Gosh, I don't mind drinking green beer, but I'd prefer my toothpaste. I don't know, for it to be white. However, if you bought it, I'd probably just end up using it until it was gone and then tell you to never buy it again. I don't think I would go get my own toothpaste. Does that surprise you? I would just use what's there.
You're a toothpaste hobo. Is whatever's there.
Well, I've been called a lot in my life, but toothpaste hobo is new to me. Right. What about you?
Dan, I mean, I did buy it, like I said, by accident one time. I used it, but I haven't bought it since. And I've actually almost picked it up accidentally and gone, no, I didn't like that because it was black. You know, I mean, it did make me feel kind of different, but I still used it, though. I didn't go as far as
it's still doing its job.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm pretty much low maintenance when it comes to toothpaste like that anyway, so who cares?
All right. So we're kind of all over the place here this morning. Let's rely heavily on our B105 jury, 749-B105, and also through the B105 app. Do you have a problem with the Crest charcoal toothpaste? Can you use it? Would you use it? Or would you send your husband back to the store to exchange it? Let's find out. You ready, buddy?
Let's do it.
All right. And I can smell your minty freshness through the phone right now. Coming through the B105 app, Amber says, Heinz did have the purple and green ketchup just 5 years ago, and her kids refused to eat it.
Oh.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
This is a very strange Who Was Right last night. Dan and his wife Liz are in an argument because Dan brought home the Crest charcoal toothpaste, which has black in it. And she's like, I'm not brushing my teeth with black toothpaste. You got to take that back. He's like, it's still toothpaste. It works fine. Don't, you know, you just can't get past. So she was like adamant about it, went out and bought her own toothpaste, refuses to use it. He's like, I don't understand this at all. So we need to see what our jury thinks. Barbara from Independence, where are you at on this? Are you team Dan or team Liz?
I am on the fence.
Why is that?
I would not use the black toothpaste, but if he bought it, more power to him on using it. I just think it's gross and nasty, and I just wouldn't put it in my mouth.
Well, so you are Team Liz more then, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Well, yes, I guess you can say that. Go Team Liz.
All right. You're off the fence.
you've fallen over to the Liz side. Thank you for the call, Barbara.
Guys.
Yeah, Brittany messaged in and said, we used blue syrup on unicorn pancakes, and the kids loved it. And it tasted normal.
Wow.
Yeah, we had the blue for a little while.
That's different.
Yeah.
Oh, Jennifer says, the Crest 3D white charcoal is what I use. Feels like my teeth get cleaner, and I find it weird when we have anything other than that.
Now, earlier you referred to me as a toothpaste hobo.
Yes.
I feel like I would use this Crest 3D white charcoal.
You think you would?
I think yeah.
I think Charlie puts it best. It's a little strange, but toothpaste is toothpaste.
Just don't be a toothpaste hobo.
That's right.
Ashley, the toothpaste hobo. It's a children's book coming to stores soon.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Ashley's famous friends, they were bringing her food all last week and this week, helping her stay within her budget of $52 a week to dine out on.
Yes.
And you're going into this weekend with how much money?
$36.
So last weekend, we thought you busted the budget, but all the listeners called us out and said, no, it was the pitcher of beer that put her over the budget. It's like a game of Clue.
It was the pitcher of beer in the Full Throttle in Charonville that yes, put her over. Ashley with the pitcher of beer.
All right. So,
but it didn't put me over because alcohol doesn't count.
We found that out, and thank you guys for pointing that out.
Yes.
But now we're still trying to come up with a punishment, though. If you go over this weekend, you're heading into, holiday weekend. So what's going to happen?
Well, here? There should be a lot of food from the family, which is great. But I do know, like, pretty much after work, I'm going to lunch with my girlfriend, Jess.
And you're having sushi.
Yeah, but it's half price. I do usually get, like, two rolls, but I also love that edamame. Anyway, we've asked, what can I do if I go over? What's the punishment? And Aunt April has sent me a text.
Well, let's hear what she got.
Yeah.
Here's your punishment. For every dollar you go over, that is the amount of days you can't go out anywhere, only to work, only to home. You have to eat your own groceries. No going out to eat, no drinking, no nothing. So if you go over by $10, then 10 days you go to work, you go home. That's it. That's your punishment. Love you.
Whoa.
That'll help you stay on the budget.
Are we sure about that?
You can't go outside.
I have said I need someone to like chain me to my living room.
Yeah, are we sure about that? Love you line at the end?
I know, right in there. Love you. And I'm like, oh gosh, I don't even want to rate this.
All right, so every dollar over is a day you're working home. That is like jail for you.
Yeah.
We might as well put an ankle monitor on you.
That's how we would have to keep track of you.
This is getting dark thanks to your Aunt April over there.
It's still better than washing a car in a bikini, though.
Well, yeah. And stop with those suggestions, please. It ain't happening.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
A man named Laverne Beiser. Laverne is a 105-year-old who lives now in Fort Worth, Texas. And he loves solar eclipses. He has been chasing them since 1963 and has witnessed 12 solar eclipses in his lifetime. It's taken him across the globe. His favorite one in 1979, he went to South Dakota to see that one. But he's very excited for this upcoming eclipse on April 8th because he doesn't have to go anywhere to watch it. He can go right out to his backyard.
It's coming right to him.
Yeah. Path of Totality, Fort Worth, Texas is one of them where it'll be complete darkness there for a little bit. He's going to be able to watch it from his own backyard. His passion for this extends all the way back to his days in high school here in Ohio. And then he went to Ohio State, got a degree in engineering and astronomy. He's obsessed. Yes.
Cool.
So that was in 1942, by the way, when he graduated from OSU. Over the years, he has constructed his own handmade telescopes. He's been doing that for 60 years. He loves doing that. So he's really going to get into this one when it comes around here in a few days. I mean, come on. 105.
Like I said, coming right to him.
He has seen 12 of them, about to be lucky number 13, right?
Crazy.
They should have Taylor Swift come watch it with him. That would be a great story.
There's your vibes.
But he has some advice for you. He says, if you're going to watch it, wear the glasses, of course, but take the glasses off at the moment of totality so you can look at it.
And see the ring of fire.
And everything, but then quickly put your glasses back on so you don't damage yourself. But he's super excited, and he told CBS News he can't wait.
Because you see one, you want to see them all. They're so pretty. When it goes total and the corona comes out, everybody goes, holy, look at that, holy mackerel, look at that. And cameras start clicking and everybody's yelling.
105 years old and awesome, Laverne Beiser. I can't wait to watch you watch your 13th solar eclipse there in Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you, sir, for the good vibes this morning.
B105. More of the Big Dave Podcast.
So here we are. Statman has now...
Where are we?
Yeah, taking it to the next level on this.
I figured let's put an end to this argument in a deviled way and make deviled eggs of each. And then also, our listener said, do a 50-50 blend. I'm calling Hell Whip. So I have deviled eggs with Hellman's, deviled eggs with Miracle Whip, and Hell Whip deviled eggs.
And a mix, okay.
And we're going to, we don't know which or which. Grover, how confident are you that you can tell the difference?
I'm not. I know that when I was a kid, I loved Miracle Whip, and my taste buds grew up, and
my taste buds grew up. That's an awesome statement.
I prefer Hellman's for
only
sure.
Only his taste buds grew up, really.
All right, so.
Let's waste no more time. Here's round one.
So we take the sheet Stats got for us here, and we write down after we eat one which one we think that is.
All right. One we think it is, and are we also writing down which one we like the best?
At the end,
All right.
Well, you'll know that because I'll ask for more.
Round one.
All right, should I wait for them to get
it?
No. I'm not going to say anything. Nobody say anything if you know.
We're not saying anything out loud. We're just
eating, specified that.
And, of course, I put a nice little bacon crumble on top. I better test one, too, just to make sure the fresh
is good. You should, just quality control.
All right. Okay. That was number one. I'm not going to
guess. By the way, I wrote something down, but I may try number two or three and then be like, you know what? And I'm going to go back revise.
Yeah.
All right. You're saying when I write something down immediately, that's not official final.
I didn't even write anything down. I think I'm going to try them all.
You're going to try them all.
This is number two.
Oh, Trevor's cleansing the palate.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't have a drink.
Amateurs.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Number two. These are good, but either way, they're
right on.
Yeah, they are.
And we could thank Better Homes and Gardens for this recipe. I wanted to do like a standard, nothing fancy to dress them up, because there's many different ways of making deviled eggs, but this is just a straightforward so that we could test the mayo. All right, now here's the last round.
Thanks for making these, Stats.
Yeah. By the way, so far I've enjoyed both of them. So
This is three. All right. If you're just tuning in, we're tasting Stats eggs to see if we could tell which one's Miracle Whip, Hellman's, or a combination of both.
Hell Whip.
Let's tally up your answers.
It's going to be funny if I'm way off.
I'll post the recipe up, too. And all I do is add a little bacon crumble on top.
My whole life's a lie if I choose Miracle Whip as my favorite.
You've talked a lot of smack over the years, huh? Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I bought Miracle Whip.
That will be funny.
I thought they all tasted very similar to me.
There was a slight difference. Yeah.
I had a hard time.
But yeah, you're right. I didn't hate any of them.
No. All right. Exactly. So there's my guess, I think.
Okay. Which one did you like best?
Which one did I like best? I don't know.
You want to tell you what we like best first and not guessing what we think?
I guess I like the third one the best, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure of all of them. I got to be honest. Did you think they all tasted the same?
No, I could tell a little bit of a difference.
Number one was my favorite.
Sorry, Stat. Let me get my bacon bits off here. I was really trying to taste it, so I didn't want to...
All right, so it'll be interesting to see what are the results.
For round one, Ashley is the only one that got it right. Miracle Whip.
That was Miracle Whip.
Yes.
Okay, life's a lie.
I said Hell Whip, though. I thought I tasted some of it, so I thought there was something in there.
Miracle Whip.
Grover was
Hellman's was the first one. It's Miracle Whip.
Aunt April's eggs don't taste like that, so.
You knew it was a little different.
Yeah.
All right, round two was actually the Hell Whip. And let's see.
I think I got that one
wrong. Dave, no. Grover, you got that one wrong, too. You had Miracle Whip for that one. And Ashley had...
Ashley won this.
Yes, she's going to get them all right.
In my defense, though, I tasted the Miracle Whip in the first two. I just had them backwards.
I don't like this game.
Hold on. Hold, please. Does it surprise you guys that I'm 2 for 2 right now? Come on.
Well, you're an egg connoisseur, I guess, right?
A food connoisseur.
Now, the truth. Which one did you like the best?
Yeah.
And Grover, you said you like Hellman's the best.
Okay, so maybe your life isn't a lie.
But it wasn't Hellman's.
I guessed Hellman's, but it was Miracle Whip.
No, it was Miracle Whip. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, your life is a lie.
You like the Miracle Whip the best.
So maybe
your taste buds haven't grown up. They don't sell Miracle Whip
at Costco, so I'm still buying Hellman's.
I think you're starting to sweat a little bit over there.
No, I'm just a little disappointed in myself, if we have to be honest.
And Ashley's favorite was the Hell Whip.
I like the mix.
The 50-50 mix.
But I was right on the money with my favorite. I said number three, which was all Hellman's,
That's
right?
That's the only thing you were on the money for.
That was Hellman's, and you chose,
I just got the first two mixed up. I tasted the Miracle Whip. I put full Miracle
Whip
on.
Can we just have this glory for a moment?
I will also say I went into this with way more calm. I thought for sure I would know the difference, and
we're the farthest from it.
I will say this. Fine. I enjoyed all the eggs. Good job, Stat.
In fact,
show of hands, who thought he was punking us and they were all... Miracle Whip.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't think that.
I thought
that's funny.
All right, happy Easter. Make them how you want, fellas.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
From Alexandria, Kentucky, it is Becky Phelps. How are you, Becky?
I'm doing great.
Are you happy to be in the B105 Country Club here?
Absolutely.
I love it. Now, it is Reds season now, and you say you're a huge Reds fan, and why is that?
Oh, I have been a huge Reds fan since I was a kid, watching games with my grandpa on Fridays. They're just a home team, and I just loved them ever since I was a kid.
What a great memory to have, watching the Reds games with your grandpa.
Yes.
And along with being a Reds fan, you're a country music fan, so much so that your dog has a very unique and super cute name.
Yep, Toby.
Aww.
Named after the big dog daddy.
Yes, big dog daddy.
What kind of dog is he?
He is a Chiweenie.
Wait a minute.
Did you say a Chiweenie?
A Chiweenie. Chihuahua, part weenie.
Okay.
So Toby's really little.
No, he's actually fat. He's fat, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, can we get him in the country club, too? He sounds super cute.
Yes, he is adorable.
Say the name again.
Toby.
No.
Chiweenie. He wanted you to say Chiweenie again.
Chiweenie.
Come on, Big Dave.
It kind of sounds like a nickname you'd get in high school that never leaves you, you know?
Well, we're super excited to have you in the club, and, you know, you get that exclusive B105 jersey that you can brag on and wear around all your friends because they don't have one.
Right.
You have a great memory of B105 as well, and it's something we do every year around Halloween.
Yes, the Carrie Scary in Alexandria. We go almost every year since my kids were little. Now they're 28, 24, and 19.
Do you have a memory of a costume that they wore, maybe something you made?
They were ladybugs one year, my girls.
Oh. Now, I used to do that when I was in afternoons and it'd be at the Scary Carrie Chevrolet, so I probably ran into you out there.
You probably have, yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's get you in here, Becky. Time to make it official by playing the next song on B105 just for you. What's it going to be?
One Margarita by Luke Bryan.
But only if you'll promise to stop at one next time.
I can't promise that.
Hey, Becky, welcome to the club, girl.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.